your host, Eric Balance, and this is the Resilient Minds Podcast. Join me as I explore the capabilities of our minds and how our X factor can become our Y factor. Now is our time. Hello and welcome to episode 2 of the Resilient Minds Podcast. So excited to have you guys here and super thankful for coming back. I mean, this is the number 2 podcast, second time around. We're going at it. We're going full tilt and we're here all about adding value. And today, I really want to chat about solopreneurship and as it relates to entrepreneurship. And what's the difference between the two? You know, because recently I've really come to this amazing understanding that they're two completely different things. We all oftentimes think that, entrepreneurship is, this exciting thing. But oftentimes it's super solo focused at the beginning, especially at the beginning. And, in my experience, what does solopreneurship entail? Solopreneurship was obviously the way that I really got started. A lot of entrepreneurs, whether successful or unsuccessful, that's how they start. And I found that the more that you actually build as a entrepreneur, at the beginning, the more you have to wear a lot of hats. And that fascinates me because you do become a lot more of the solopreneurship strategy is a lot of beginning. It's a lot of beginner attitude, where you're really focused on, what you need to do, how you can learn this, that, and the other, because you have to wear multiple hats or else, you're going to be, paying and outsourcing others, which is not really in the budget for making that happen. So how has that looked like for me? I spoke on the last podcast just briefly about the 3 top things that you should invest in. And, as a solopreneur, I really believe, that the first thing that you always have to invest in is yourself, your own brain, your own mentality, your own mindset, and your own beliefs. Because as soon as you start recognizing what you're capable of and how you can start leveraging so much of what you're good at, I talked about strengths versus weaknesses last week, and focusing what the possibilities are when you zone in on your true genius. So allow me to elaborate. In my own experience, solopreneurship has become quite of an extensive thing, and the reason why is when you're creating your baby, your business, and you're going out there to make something happen, make shit happen, you probably take a lot of pride associated with that. And a lot of the times, even a particular sense of identity. And for me, I think that that's really fascinating because we oftentimes, as solopreneurs, start, like I said earlier, we take on, we take multiple different hats on it, or we're, in online business, you're coaching the clients, you're working on your marketing, you're working on your social media, you're posting, you're direct commenting, you're, building a funnel, you're building a website, you're building a membership site, you're building Facebook ads, you're really creating and leveraging a lot of this time. So I think it's fascinating and I think it's funny because we continue to mold and grow, and we start to understand what the difference is when you work with yourself or when you work with others. And I remember starting my business and thinking that everything I was going to do was going to be just focused on me. I was going to be able to travel the world. And allow me to explain to you that, you know, when you build momentum, you start to attract a lot of people, but you also tend to push a lot of people away. And in my experience, I started attracting tons of people. And as a result of always, you know, being bullheaded and wanting to do things certainly my way, I pushed a lot of people away as well. And that's okay, because it's all part of the process. It's all part of the experience. And I remember, you know, at the beginning, you know, thinking, like I said, you know, you investing into, you know, a mentor, or, you know, stepping into the uncertainty, you know, leaving the 9-to-5, so to speak, and making that decision to finally commit. Because I was, you guys, you know, if you guys have listened to the last podcast, you guys knew that I was working 12 hours and I was working in the evening on my business part-time. And when that started to transition, I was able to get out of my 9-to-5 and fully take it online. It gave me an opportunity and a sense of confidence that I can fucking take this on. I can do whatever is necessary. So when I became this solopreneur, you know, working online from anywhere in the country at that time, you know, and then eventually, you know, traveling a little bit more across the country, and then, you know, all of a sudden traveling internationally, and now, you know, traveling all over the world and living in Australia, I never even would have dreamt of that to happen at that time. But the truth is that if I didn't take those experiences and put on all those different hats and be willing to learn all those components, I would have never got to where I am today. So how often do we make decisions because of certainty focus that we don't actually step into, or we step out of, because we're fearful? Business and entrepreneurship is, solopreneurship is, a very difficult and lonely road. And I believe that, you know, as we continue to build and grow, when we invest into ourselves, into our brain, into our knowledge, into our mindset, we start to automatically attract the right individuals into our lives. And, you know, for me, that was that, you know, that was multiple different ways, you know, whether it was time to spend in Costa Rica and learn from, you know, my higher self, or, you know, becoming more spiritual and connected to the greater good, and recognizing, you know, what's possible. I really think that there was a moment in so many of my experiences, multiple different moments in all of these different experiences, that I recognized, if I didn't invest myself, even doesn't matter how crazy investment was, or time, effort, energy, or if I didn't make that decision at that time, I wouldn't be where I am today. So, as you know, I'm hungry to learn. I'm hungry to know more things. I'm hungry to always fine tune and, you know, as Tony Robbins calls it, consistent and never ending improvement. I'm hungry. And when we make a decision to be lions, you know, rather than sheep and follow one another, but lions and lead, we turn that solopreneurship into entrepreneurship. And although I'm still transitioning in a big way to the level of entrepreneurship where, you know, I am creating a team or having more people, or, you know, fine-tuning a team, because God knows I've, you know, pissed a lot of my old teammates off or things like that. And then learned and then relearned. And, you know, now I, you know, have a blessing of working, you know, next to my partner, not in the same business anymore, but, you know, next to my partner, as, you know, as we get to continue to grow one another. And she's an amazing entrepreneur herself. You know, I think that there was a lot of blessings that happened as a decision of, you know, trying to work, you know, together in a business, you know, and doing it from a level of, you know, love, but recognizing that, you know, when we do have two separate businesses, we're actually a lot stronger. And so, you know, I'm learning a lot of entrepreneurship models, you know, because here's this woman, you know, where she has a successful business, and you know, you learn from this and continue to grow, and it's so freaking amazing. You know, people could tell you, you know, oh, you know, this, you had this opportunity and you blew it, but that's not the truth. The truth is that we both have such amazing things to bring to the table based off our experiences. And this woman was such a powerful, you know, and for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, you know, my partner, Francesca Moy, has an amazing business in Australia, and, you know, she's super successful, and I learned a lot of things from her, and, you know, at one point we combined businesses, and now we're, you know, starting to really recognize how our own strengths are. And we are, you know, slowly, obviously, you know, we still collaborate with one another and we help each other grow, but our businesses are still separate of one another, but together. So how does that look like? We basically, you know, support alongside of one another's businesses, but we don't necessarily are in business together. Does that make sense? So the reason I share with you guys is because she's very entrepreneurial and I'm very solopreneurial, and it's because she has a lot of more experience than I do. And with her knowledge, I learn so much. I learn how to scale my business even better because, you know, being in partnership with her. And, you know, to me, you know, ClickFunnels and the back end, and she's an amazing speaker and I'm the marketing guy, you know, like it's just different strengths. And, you know, she knows how to run a team, and she's a lot more like focused on allowing that team to grow and, you know, building through that team. And I'm more like, let's just get this shit done, I'll do it. And it's funny how that changes, right, as you continue to grow. So as I now have learned so much from her, she's done so much investing into herself. She's now investing into the second thing that I believe is another key component of investment, is people, so you can help them leverage and get to the next level and step into their own genius, so that you can, you know, multiply and duplicate yourself and your strengths, you know. And then finally, you know, money. So, you know, reinvesting your money into, you know, real estate or the stock market, things like that. That's the thing, you know, that's the slowest thing to grow. But the number one thing that's going to help you grow is investing in yourself, which is why I always believe that solopreneurship is such a powerful concept. But it is a different tool of beginner versus the entrepreneur who's more experienced, because they're already investing into other people to duplicate themselves and leverage. And that's what I've learned so much in being in partnership and collaborating with Francesca. She's an amazing entrepreneur, and she, you know, she's so into leadership, so into you know, helping her businesses grow in the way that she does. And I definitely, you know, within my own business of, you know, really leveraging marketing and understanding, you know, how to run the insides of my business through having more additional people, have learned that as a result of working with her. You know, so now my team's up to 3 people. And this is coming from her that has 13 people, you know. So how did that look like? You know, I thought that, you know, solopreneurship, it was all about, I'm going to eat, I'm going to be the shark that eats before you. And that's not true. There's enough abundance for so much you know, like, or I was worried about my team, you know, stealing, you know, what I was doing and going and doing themselves. And the truth is that that type of mentality of scarcity helps nobody, and it definitely hinders you as an entrepreneur or a solopreneur, if that's where you are right now. And if you're a solopreneur looking to create and develop into entrepreneurship, you gotta believe in the abundance. You gotta train your team to be better than you, and you gotta work with people that are smarter than you, because that is the way that you're gonna be able to leverage yourself and help more people. I learned this from Francesca. Thanks, babe. It really is, you know, like, and of course, you know, like, building abundance around yourself and what you can do, it allows you to really, really be unique to what you offer. You know, nobody, if people don't work with you, it's not because you are not, you know, because there's people out there that are doing it. It's because you are not committed enough. You are not building enough trust. You are not showing up enough, and you are not thinking in the leverage mentality of mindset in yourself and people that can support you. So you're asking, well, how do I get from this solopreneurship to this entrepreneurship? The truth is you got to just have the opportunity to be unique in your ways. So you're a business owner, right? You know, and you jump into business and you believe that, you know, there's so much drama or how do you say, it's a red ocean, okay? It's a red ocean, and there's so much competition in the market. Well, if you believe that you can step out of that and actually there's enough abundance for you, you can create a blue ocean, because a lot of the time you don't know what's possible if you stay in that mentality that it's oversaturated. The market is oversaturated, and I can't take the next step into solopreneurship or even further into entrepreneurship because I can't either scale my business. I don't have the tools. I don't have the knowledge. I don't know how. I don't even know how to get online because I don't believe my expertise can sell anything online. I'm locked into this 9-to-5. How many of us in our 9-to-5s at one point, whether you're an online entrepreneur right now or not, or whether you're a solopreneur doing things on your own, thought that where you are right now is not possible? And if you are in a 9-to-5 and you don't think it's possible, my question to you is, what's telling you that it's not possible? When there's a unique selling proposition, when you have enough knowledge and you are an experienced person based off of your own life's journey, you can amplify that. You can amplify your audience. You can really understand how to create something unique that can differentiate you in your market, into the market. Because that's how people will start to know about you and become aware, by you sharing your journey, your story. And that's what will develop a like-minded individual to come and want to work into your business or want to become a client of your business. As solopreneurs, you know, we're focusing so much on the sharks or the mentality around just wanting to eat. You forget about, creating alongside another person, so co-creating. And I remember thinking, well, I'm not going to hire a team because they're going to steal my stuff. They're not going to work as hard as me. But the thing is, you can't do it all. So whether you're in a blue ocean, you still need somebody to support you and help you see that vision along. Because there's so much noise, but you got to break through that noise, right? So if you create a USP, a methodology based around what you're doing, It's going to give you an opportunity that allows you to attract not only the right audience, which is your ideal optimal audience or ideal client, but also get them results. And when you leverage with people, you can help more people, which is exciting. And that's when you stop becoming a solopreneur and you start owning in on the true purpose of your life. The true mission, which is what? Ask yourself, what's my mission? The more you enhance your mechanism, the more you sophisticate your offer, the more you recreate and reiterate and create a second, third, fourth volume and making things better, the more you enhance your experience as an entrepreneur. I believe that we all should be entrepreneurs. I believe that that journey is for everyone, is, and that we can co-create something very unique into this, in, onto this planet. And I believe that the more we transition from employee to solopreneur to entrepreneur, the more we have a duty to step up and serve others and help others and build and enhance other people's lives. We have so many beautiful opportunities in this world. And I know I can tell you this from my own experience that I used to live in Canada. This is coming from a guy that used to live in Canada and had no idea what he was going to go and create. I live in Australia now. I'm an online entrepreneur and I get to travel the world and share my story from a laptop. To me, that's pretty fucking epic. To me, that to me is so freaking successful. That allows me to come to a place every single day and get excited about where I'm heading. And how often in our lives do we hold ourselves back because we're uncertain? I had no idea how to build a business. I had no idea how to get online. I had no idea how to scale online. How did I do that? By asking questions, by investing into my brain, by investing into people, by investing. The number one investment in your life is always going to be you. And to me, I get excited about this because every time I've made a decision to invest in myself, it's given me an opportunity that I didn't know or probably wouldn't have created otherwise. And I wouldn't have learned the things I've done. I wouldn't have experienced the things I've experienced. So the next time something comes around that you believe is in alignment with where you are or where you want to head, my belief is that you should always do it. So a lot of you guys may know, you know, that I'm part of like, you know, the spiritual, like I really believe in the spiritual side of things. And I believe that, you know, if you make a decision based off of your heart, you always make the right decision. There's no bad decisions when it comes from your heart. And I remember when I made this decision to jump into solopreneurship from my 9-to-5, it was scary, but I did it. I know that when I jumped from, you know, the solopreneurship into entrepreneurship, and probably still, you know, in some ways more than I probably like to admit, I'm still kind of a solopreneur, but I do have a few people helping me, you know, along the way. I definitely, you know, make decisions now, you know, focused from the heart. And I think that the blessing of all of this consistently is the journey. The journey along the way is something that can never be taken away. And The destination, you know, although we all have big goals, I have big goals, we definitely want to step it up and take it to the next level. I think that there's ample amounts of opportunity to recognize what is possible when you just take the time to lead with the heart. So with that, I just want to end that, and I want to say, you know, I thank you for being here on the second show of Resilient Minds podcast and how resilience can really change your mind, you know, how your X factor should become your Y factor. And I really want to give a huge shout out to everybody that's, you know, helped me get to this level. All the experience, my parents, you know, tons of love for you. And definitely want to say that if you guys, you know, are not following me on Instagram, Eric Balance, Facebook, Eric Balance, and, you know, make sure I'll leave a link in the show notes, and make sure to, you know, comment, you know, reach out and share the podcast. If there's things that you think that are huge key takeaways, share the podcast or find it on ericbalance.com/2. Look forward to seeing you guys on the next episode. And once again, thank you for listening. We'll see you on the next one. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Resilient Minds podcast. If you seriously love the episode, please be sure to share it with your friends and click that subscribe button. Do it now. As I continue to grow, I'll be bringing on some leading entrepreneurs into the show. So follow me on Instagram or Facebook and drop a comment or send me a DM. Tell me who you'd love for me to interview and who you'd like to hear more from. Once again, Eric Balance signing off. And remember this, your X factor always determines your Y factor.